In the hearing transcript released by the Pentagon last night, the Al-Qaeda operative Khalid Sheikh Mohammed confesses to a host of offenses, planning 9/11 from A to Z, he said, planning the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, the attempted shoe bombing of a transatlantic airliner, and several plans for attacks and assassinations that never materialized. The confession raises some questions about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's background, his veracity, and his centrality to Al-Qaeda. And we're going to put some of those questions now to Paul Piller, now of Georgetown University, formerly of the CIA. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First, when you read the transcript of that hearing, did you hear a generally reliable confession, or did you suspect perhaps some exaggeration, either due to bravado, torture, or trying to cover up for others?
Without any doubt, a lot of bravado. Mm-hmm. At some point, KSM, as he's known in the trade, will be subject to some kind of legal proceeding, perhaps a military tribunal, and we'll have a more determinative story of what he was involved in and whatnot. But this is someone who sees himself as a general leading a fight against the United States and trying to claim responsibility for as many things as possible.
He takes responsibility for planning the 1993 attempted truck bombing, partial truck bombing of the World Trade Center, but then not the attack on the embassies in Tanzania and Kenya, and I don't think specifically on the USS Cole, but then he takes responsibility for 9/11. What is that? Tell us, or what might we not have known before about his work with Al-Qaeda?
He did not join up with Al-Qaeda, meaning Osama bin Laden's organization, until late 1998 or early 1999. So before that, he was what we would describe as a more independent jihadist operator. He's the uncle of Ramzi Youssef, who was the principal perpetrator of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. And some of the other things that Youssef did, including the plot to try to blow up a dozen U.S. airliners over the Pacific in 1994, KSM, as we call him, was involved in that as well. But those were not al-Qaeda operations, whereas something like the embassy bombings in 1998 in August was.
So they may be, obviously we can see that they were put together by groups that were known to one another, but not al-Qaeda organizationally.
They were all part of the jihadist network, and there are a lot of people who later, like KSM himself, did gravitate into bin Laden's orbit, but that was not al-Qaeda.
One reading of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's confession, if it's truthful, is he was the MVP of terrorist attacks, and therefore his arrest must have dealt a grievous blow to al-Qaeda or others. Would you agree with that, or are there many other lesser KSMs who are there to take his place?
I would agree with that with regard to his being an operator. Now, he doesn't have the charisma, the ideology that someone like bin Laden or his deputy Zawahiri has brought to their self-appointed tasks of rallying the jihadist faithful all around the world, but as a planner and organizer of terrorist operations. Yes, I think calling him the MVP is an appropriate description. And undeniably, it dealt a blow, although we're talking about organizations that have proven that they have an ability to regenerate themselves.
What do you make of the statements that he makes about Daniel Pearl, the Wall Street Journal reporter, who was beheaded in Pakistan? He says Pearl was there on a mission for the CIA and the Mossad, but he says specifically that was not an al-Qaeda operation.
And I don't think it has been assumed to be an al-Qaeda operation. It was one of the other high-profile incidents that he put on his list, but I don't think it proves one thing one way or another.
Do you think that there is anything new to the environment for jihadists in Pakistan or Afghanistan, anything that's the result of counter-terrorist efforts from the United States or Pakistan, that could inhibit another Khalid Sheikh Mohammed from making a similar career? Or could somebody else just as easily now link up with some other jihadists and do exactly what he was doing?
I think the short answer is the latter. Somebody else could do that, although we should note that the government of Pakistan, of General Musharraf, is in an increasingly difficult and uncomfortable position with the pressure that the United States has been placed on him to do more to clean up the area along the Afghan border. And one of the results seems to be additional terrorist pressure being placed on Pakistan and General Musharraf's own regime. So it plays in more than one way in that part of the world. But the short answer is when so much can depend on one talented individual like KSM emerging, we have to assume there are other ones out there who could emerge.
Paul Pillar of Georgetown University, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.